With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. We are slowly learning more about a person of interest in custody in Rhode Island after yesterday's deadly shooting at Brown University. The person being held is a man in his 20s. Authorities say they are doing more research and gathering more pieces of evidence. Two people were killed in that shooting and nine others wounded. Foreigners who are allowed to come into the United States without a visa could soon be required to submit a lot more information.
The Trump administration is proposing a plan that would require foreigners to provide information about their social media, email accounts, and extensive family history to the Department of Homeland Security before being approved for travel. The announcement refers to travelers from more than three dozen countries who take part in the visa waiver program, and it's part of the president's stepped-up monitoring of international travelers and immigrants. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's job approval numbers are polling in the red.
On the low side, the results from APNORC.
New poll shows 36% of Americans approve of how he's handling his job as president.
The AP's Marcela Sanchez. On the other hand, four polls have President Trump's approval at 47%, with a Real Clear Politics average weighing out at 43.8%. That's actually 5 points better than at the same time in his own first term, more than 2 points better than former Presidents Obama and Bush during their second terms. At the same time, Mr. Trump's 62% disapproval on the issue of inflation at the heart of the recent affordability debate is a warning sign coming into midterm elections. George Williams, Washington.
U.S. envoys are in Berlin today for another round of talks aimed at securing an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. The talks are scheduled for today and tomorrow. This is SRN News. Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of the UK's population was less than half what the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports of people turning to ancient British history, folklore, and nature as sources of spiritual nourishment. Stone circles, such as Stonehenge, are becoming a pilgrimage site again for the first time in tens of thousands of years. The latest census puts the number of officially declared pagans in the UK at about 100,000. Abortion will be on the ballot in a couple of states in 2026. Nevada's government will ask residents to approve an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution for the second time, as required by state law. The same measure passed in 2024 with about 64% of the vote. Virginians will likely see a similar ballot initiative. Last month, voters gave Democrats a majority in the state legislature, and they want one. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the release of a Nobel Prize laureate by Belarus.
Belarusian authorities have released Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aleš Bieliatsky and a key opposition figure, Maria Kolesnikova, from prison. Human rights advocate Pavel Sapelka confirmed the release to the AP. This move comes as President Alexander Lukashenko seeks to improve relations with Washington. In exchange, President Lukashenko pardoned more than 100 prisoners. During recent talks, the U.S. said it was lifting sanctions on Belarusian potash in what officials say is a sign that relations with the country's isolated government are starting to improve. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Today is Sunday, December the 14th. It's the 348th day of 2025. There are just 17 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1911, Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen and his team became the first men to reach the South Pole. This is SRN News.